My name is Brian Hacker, and I'm currently branch secretary of the Queensland branch of RSCDS. We're conducting this interview or discussion in West Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, and I'm talking with Phyllis South, who's been a dancer since 1959. Phyllis, when and where did you start Scottish country dancing?
I began Scottish country dancing in 1959 in Brisbane when I made my debut at the 4th Clan Mackenzie Highland Ball. This ball was organised by Alec Mackenzie, a Scotsman who was born in the Orkney Islands. He migrated to Australia as a young man. As a married man, he had three sons and a daughter. Alec Mackenzie was a piper and played in a number of pipe bands in Brisbane, then decided to form his own band. Two of his sons were pipers as well. One of the piper's sons was also a Highland dancer. This son had a set of Scottish country dancing, mostly relatives, who did some demonstrations of Scottish country dancing. I do not know how long this group had been established before I joined, but I suspect just a few years prior. In 1959, Alec Mackenzie decided to run a Highland ball, and was, as was the fashion then, a debutante ball. These were run by several other pipe bands and the Caledonian Club and other organisations such as the Masonic Lodge, etc. Alec Mackenzie encouraged the fellowship of the Presbyterian Church he attended to come to his ball. One young woman who went to the ball decided to get the fellowship together to practice the dances done at the ball for the next ball they went to. The dances were all the regular ones, such as Dashing White Sergeant, Eights and Reel, Strip the Willow, Gay Gordons, Scottish Waltz. By the time I came in 1959, the fourth ball held, Alec Mackenzie had taken over these practices himself. After the ball, the practices continued and Alec Mackenzie formed a demonstration team with the young people, girls who had made their debut, and their partners. I was one of these dancers. He and his son had had a falling out and there was a bit of rivalry there with the demonstration team. We danced many, many times at old folks' homes, festivals, TV shows, and with visiting artists like Kenneth McKellar, Andy Stewart, Ian Parry, Robert Wilson and the like. I was part of Clan Mackenzie for 6 years, during which time I became the class teacher, trainer of the debutants, a piper, and I outfitted the demonstration team and partners of the debutants with velvet doublets, etc. I was a dressmaker by trade. Also during this period, a lady by the name of Betty Geary from Stirling in Scotland migrated to Brisbane. She became involved for a short time with Clan Mackenzie, as it was called. This was the first time I or anyone here had had tuition from a qualified teacher. She held her own class after that, which I also attended. In 1963, I took a working holiday to New Zealand, where I attended many classes in Scottish country dancing, and also went to their 2-week summer school where I underwent the teacher training course with Mildred Clancy. There were some qualified teachers in New Zealand, but no examiner until 1964 when Florence Leslie migrated to New Zealand. Miss Milligan granted her the right to examine on her own. I took the preliminary test at summer school in 1964, the first Australian to do so at the first exams held in New Zealand. Subsequently, I took the full certificate exam in 1965, summer school.
Thank you for that. A lot of information that I was just totally unaware of. I understand that you're instrumental in setting up the Queensland branch. How did that come about, and when was that?
Well, I came back to Australia after my visit to New Zealand, all enthusiastic about Scottish country dancing, and wrote to Adelaide, Melbourne and Sydney branches that had already been established, suggesting we should run a winter school as New Zealand had run a summer school, and move it around the country, holding it in different states of Australia. I had one reply from Adelaide saying they thought the idea was okay, but thought it should be held in Melbourne as that would be more central for everyone. This was 1966. In 1968, I decided to go to St Andrews. I went by ship and travelled for 3 months, touring through Europe, and I attended St Andrews for 2 weeks. I was first to arrive for the registration at the school because I arrived by public transport. Standing in the lobby waiting for registration time, I was approached by this lady with extended hand of greeting who said, "You must be the Australian girl." It was Miss Milligan. Going back to my journey by ship, on board was a young, blonde, suntanned crewman who kept making conversation with me, then kept writing to me at St Andrews, then followed me to Australia and became my husband, Jim. My husband was not a Scottish country dancer, but became one, and a qualified teacher, tutor, and founder chairman of the branch.
Queensland is a very large state. For those who are unfamiliar with the geography of Australia, it's not much smaller than the whole of Europe. There must have been enormous challenges. What challenges did you experience in setting up the branch?
The branch. We became the Southeast Queensland branch in 1977, many years after my suggestion about a winter school in 1966. I had become friends with Elma C. from Newcastle before I went to St Andrews. Elma, who became an examiner in Australia and has since retired, was the driving force in the Newcastle Hunter Valley branch, and they proposed running a winter school in 1974, but it was not supported. It got off the ground in 1975. That was the first winter school to be held in Australia at the Tokel Agricultural College in Hunter Valley, New South Wales. The next year, it was held there again. There was a meeting held to ask if any other branches would be prepared to conduct the school. Melbourne volunteered to be next, then Canberra, and then my husband said Queensland would. We were told, "You can't because you are not a branch." And my husband said, "We will be by that time." So we came home and he said to me, "You will have to train people to become qualified." I was the only one with a certificate and we needed 2 to become a branch. We set out to do that, and by 1980, when the first Queensland Winter School was held in Downland College, Toowoomba, we had about 6 qualified teachers. 8 years prior to us becoming a branch, I suggested that we become a combined club committee. One of the reasons for this was that I was disturbed by the rumours circulated by other groups about the class I had established after leaving Clan Mackenzie. Things like you had to have a partner and you had to have previous experience. I invited other groups to come to our club, and they did, and discovered all that was not true. For 8 years, we operated like a branch, holding weekend schools, workshops, socials, and social outings. My husband was chairman of the committee for 8 years and then founder chairman of the branch, which he handed over after 2 years. He totaled 10 years leadership all up, and kept his availability to the branch for help in whatever way possible. He and I have trained candidates for exams and taken part in teaching until his untimely death in 2008. 2 years after, I closed our club after 45 years of operation.
I was very saddened when your husband left this world. You and your husband and son too have been very much involved in Scottish country dancing, and I understand your daughters did some dancing as well. It must have been quite a family affair.
It was. We were known as the Von South family.
I like it.
Do you want to say anything further along those lines?
Well, the children were quite happy to be part of it all, and it, I thought it was a valued part of their growing up.
What do you think are the key characteristics of Scottish country dancing?
Well, Queensland is a very large state. Originally, when we formed the branch, I think I might have the questions in wrong order.
You stopped it.
Queensland is a very large state. You were continuing along those lines, weren't you?
Yes. Originally, when we formed the branch, our boundaries were as far north as Mirrabra and west to Toowoomba and south to the Gold Coast. When the committee discussed the formation of the branch, it was Senga Freeland, secretary of our committee, who put forward the motion and correspondence with Miss Gibson, the secretary of the RSCDS. It was thought that this area was enough for us to handle. We were known as the Southeast Queensland branch. After 1998, changes were made to include all clubs in Queensland, and we are known as the Queensland branch now. It was hard work setting up the branch, but everybody was excited and willing to work hard. Jim was a great organiser and gave a lot of himself. We had huge attendances at our weekend schools, socials and balls. We had people attending from interstate and far north. Jim organised two overseas trips, one to Canada and another to UK. We had 26 and 32 people in those groups and danced in clubs nearly every night of the tours. Jim and I have a son and two daughters. David, our son, is an accomplished musician, married with three children and lives in Victoria. He started trying to play the piano when he was four. He had formal piano lessons from the age of seven and attended university in Toowoomba studying music. His father encouraged him to play for step practice at our club, just a short session. He expressed the wish for a piano accordion for Christmas when he was 10 years of age. He just turned 10 on the 19th of December. Within a week, he could play Auld Lang Syne, Scottish Waltz, and he has never had a lesson on the accordion. Today, he is in great demand for his Scottish country dance music. He has recently had a trip to Scotland and played with some very well-known musicians, which he was thrilled about. Our two daughters learned Highland dancing and contributed in many ways to the ceilidhs and entertainment of our dancers. Same can be said for our son. They are all very good Scottish country dancers as well, having learned from the cradle, one might say.
So, what do you think are the key characteristics of Scottish country dancing?
Well, I think the key characteristics...
Difficult word.
Oh yes, getting my tongue around that. Characteristics are quite numerous. From the technical side, precision of execution is challenging, exhilarating, and satisfying. But if the dancer is not able to achieve a high standard, it does not inhibit them from taking part. The music is inspirational, the fellowship and friendship is to be valued, the opportunity to travel or communicate with other dancers worldwide is there. It's good to perform and good to watch when it's well done.
I understand you've been awarded a scroll for your contribution to Scottish country dancing. And would you like to mention that?
Well, I was going to mention it towards the end of our discussion.
We'll get to it later.
Thank you.
What do you value most about Scottish country dancing?
Well, for me, it was my world. I met my husband indirectly because of Scottish country dancing. He was the greatest husband and father in the world for me. It was something my children could be involved in. It gave me a challenge to teach, prepare lessons for up to 3 classes a week. It gave me a group of friends to be with, some of whom I have known since 1959, and we are still friends.
So I think this is our last question. What major changes have occurred in the Queensland branch since it was established?
Well, the standard has changed, mostly because fewer young people are coming into the dancing nowadays. The age prevents people being able to achieve quality dancing. Numbers have declined. There is a certain excitement when you set out on a new venture, as we did back in 1977. The one thing that still exists is the friendship and the support you get from fellow dancers. Setting up the branch presented lots of challenges, and it wasn't all great and grand. Some people were difficult, definitely not nice to be associated with. Fortunately, they all moved on, as that was not the kind of people you wanted to be with. Today, people who come into the branch may think or assume that it has always been there, but it wasn't. We had to build it. What runs like clockwork now wasn't instigated by a few who worked hard from scratch. Some of the classes that were operating or have operated and are now closed have stemmed from Clan Mackenzie. That class still is operating. There were some groups outside of Brisbane, for example in Toowoomba, Maryborough, Ipswich, Gold Coast, that were part of Scottish societies or pipe bands. These clubs or groups were brought into our branch in 1977, some with reservations. Members were reluctant to join the RSCES because they couldn't see what they could get out of it. Today they happily dance dances in book 47 onwards, with the recorded music for the same, instead of doing the eights and reel and the strip the willow. Some still can't see what contributing factors the RSCDS membership does for them. When my mother was young, in the 1920s, she used to dance 5 nights a week in the Caledonian Society, which was in Elizabeth Street, Brisbane, and she danced the lances and the quadrilles and the schottische. Scottish country dancing has spread far and wide and will survive in varying degrees of popularity. I know there are youth groups in Scottish country dancing in places in the world. They are the ones who will keep it alive. some things that bother me are changes that are made because it's easier to do it that way. What we have to remember is that traditional means traditional. We shouldn't change that. I have appreciated my Scottish Country Dance life. I cannot imagine what our life would have been like without it. Jim and I received the scroll from the Society in 2002 and also the key to our branch in 1998 and 2002 for our contributions. Jim, who was never lost for words at this time, with tears running down his face, accepted the scroll. You cannot imagine.
Thank you very much for those thoughts and for all the detail you've given us. It's really very much appreciated. Do you have anything further you'd like to offer before we finish this chat?
No, I just hope that this message comes through clear and loud.
Thank you indeed.
Thank you.